NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. With some polls on the East Coast set to close in less than an hour from now, speculation is mounting on whether voters will hand Democrats a resounding defeat or just a partial one. Republicans are looking like they have a strong chance to pick up the 40 seats needed to take control of the House, though the fate of the Senate is less certain. There, the GOP needs to pick up at least 10 seats, and that is likely to be a far more difficult task. There are also 37 governorships at stake, the largest ever number of gubernatorial races on the ballot. That's due to the usual rotation, plus unexpired terms, and some states changing their election cycles. Election trend watchers, meantime, are keeping an eye on Pennsylvania today, one state where Republicans are expected to make gains. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports voters in the Keystone State are picking up a new governor and a U.S. senator.
Democrats have a more than 1 million edge in terms of registered voters in Pennsylvania, but Republican gubernatorial hopeful Tom Corbett and the GOP's Senate nominee, Pat Toomey, have been ahead in the polls. At a precinct outside Allentown, Karen McAlintall says she voted a straight Republican ticket.
I just think Washington needs a whole new makeover.
The Democratic Senate candidate, Congressman Joe Sestak, spent the final hours of his campaign trying to rally the Democratic faithful in and around vote-rich Philadelphia. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Allentown.
Meantime, voters in Texas are fired up today as they pick a governor and 32 members of Congress, as well as many local officials. We get details from NPR's John Burnett.
Wimberley is a picturesque town of about 6,000 southwest of Austin. Like the rest of Texas, it trends Republican. This morning, voters walked into the Wimberley Community Center to cast their ballots, past an anti-Obama sign that evokes Sarah Palin. How's that hopey, changey thing working for you? Valerie Mueller, a retired architect, says she's had it with the snide tone of all the campaigns this season.
I want to be able to vote for the candidate because of what he stands for, not because of what he's been blasted for. It's just dirty all the way around, and I'm really tired of it.
Turnout is expected to be heavy today in Texas as Tea Party voters vent their anger at incumbents and Democrats hustle to turn out their faithful. If Republican Rick Perry wins a third term, he'll become the longest-serving governor in Texas history. John Burnett, NPR News, Austin.
Business software company Oracle has agreed to acquire Art Technology Group, a company that helps businesses interact with online shoppers, for $1 billion in cash. Cambridge, Massachusetts-based ATG works with customers including AT&T, Best Buy, and others to improve their websites and help to streamline online purchasing. Oracle says its $6 per share purchase of ATG represents roughly 46% premium over the company's closing stock price yesterday. On Wall Street, stocks gain ground on this election day as investors wait not only the decision of voters at the polls, but also the Federal Reserve. The Dow is up 64 points. The Nasdaq gained 28 points today. You're listening to NPR. There are reports suspicious package being sent to German Chancellor Angela Merkel. Officials say that package, sent from Greece several days ago, was personally addressed to the German Chancellor and would have, quote, been able to harm people had it not been disarmed by the police. The Berlin package comes on the heels of a series of mail bombs, two of which exploded outside the Russian and Swiss embassies in Athens. Police in Athens also reported destroying two suspicious packages at Athens airport today. The detonations occurred in the airport's cargo area and did not affect flights. Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi, embroiled in another sex scandal with a minor, is rejecting opposition calls to resign by defending his racy lifestyle and sparking charges of fomenting homophobia. NPR Sylvie Pagioli reports from Rome.
Berlusconi rejected charges of abuse of power for having intervened last May on behalf of a 17-year-old Moroccan teenager suspected of robbery. Berlusconi personally called Milan police headquarters claiming the young woman was a relative of Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak. She was then released, although she was already under investigation for prostitution. The young woman, who calls herself Ruby Heartthrob and who has since turned 18, has told newspapers she received about $10,000 from Berlusconi for attending his parties. Today, Berlusconi defended his lifestyle, saying a passion for beautiful women is better than being gay. The comment sparked condemnation by opposition politicians and gay rights activists who demanded Berlusconi apologize for offending both women and gays. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
Crude oil futures prices closed higher, with oil nearing $84 a barrel. It was up 95 cents a barrel today to settle at $83.90 in New York. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News, in Washington. Support.